Will there be a PS5 in our future? Is Xbox Live crossing over to mobile? What do I get for free if I'm an Amazon Prime member? All of that and more in this episode. Welcome to episode 4 of A Christian Gaming Podcast. This is the gaming podcast focused on putting God before gaming and being more mindful of our faith while we are gaming. You can follow the show on Twitter at @A_CG Podcast, and you can email the show at achristiangamingpodcast@gmail.com. It is February 7th, 2019, and I am your host, Raina Swiftsage. All right, man does not feed on bread alone, so make sure you get your Bible study in before you hop in game. A Bible verse that I loved that crossed my path today during my studies is John 15:5. This is out of the New King James Version, the NKJV. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Quite humbling, isn't it? This reminded me of a time when I was in fourth grade. I had gone to vacation Bible school and Sunday school and youth group. I was memorizing scripture, playing games, having fun. One day I won a t-shirt at youth group. It had a picture of Jesus doing a push-up with the cross on his back, and in large letters it said, Lord's Gym. I love that shirt. I was proud to wear it. One day at school, there was this boy who had a reputation of being quite the bully. He came up to me in gym and he started making fun of me for being a Christian and wearing the shirt. It ignited a lot of anger inside of me. I tend to have that happen, and God has given me a lot of grace to kind of muffle my flame when necessary. But when I was in fourth grade, that was not the case. So, you know, it made me very mad, and I held off and I kicked him as hard as I could in his knee, and he fell super hard onto the floor, and he like glared at me and also, you know, felt sorry for himself because, you know, attackers sometimes also turn into victims real quick. And that was the case in this situation. So I definitely think it's safe to say that I had not known what it looks like to bear the fruit of God. I really don't think that hauling off and kicking that guy showed him that I was trying to be a great Christian, okay? So what this Bible verse tells me is, you know, we got to be very mindful of what fruit we are sharing with others. What message did I send him? Definitely a rotten fruit message. Lots of gnats and bugs were flying around my fruit at that time, just as God has warned us would happen. I mean, granted, I was young, but as we grow in Christ and we grow in his word, our fruits should reflect that. He is the vine and we are the branches. We can try to go through life without him, but our fruit will be rotten, for without him, we can do nothing, just as it states in John 15:5. So let's take the time to reevaluate the fruit on our branches.
Heads up.
I don't think he knew that pole was there.
Now this is a new segment called Watch Out for That Pole. All right. And that's because I am having way too much fun coming up with polls. You can follow and participate in these Twitter polls. Like I said, following the show on Twitter at @A_CG Podcast, or you can probably just search Christian Gaming Podcast on Twitter and I'm pretty sure it will come up. So I asked, now that you've got your hands on Apex Legends, what do you think? If your opinions aren't covered in the poll, your feedback is welcomed. Well, apparently I covered the feelings in the poll because I didn't have any general feedback on it. So 25% of those polled out of 20 participants said that they love it. 30% said, meh, another battle royale. 0% said not a fan. So that's a good sign that, you know, nobody played it and then was like, meh, not a fan. So, and then 45% said they hadn't tried it yet. So it has only been out for a couple days. So that is my watch out for that poll. All right, what I've been up to in game. It's only been a couple days since the last episode, so, you know, don't expect too much out of me as a casual gamer, but I've been a little busy. What I've been up to is I've been really enjoying the Titan Uprising game on mobile. It's the one I had mentioned a couple episodes ago. I really enjoy this dragon training game. I really do. I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
You can upgrade your hatchery so you can hatch higher grade dragons. You can upgrade your gold mine and your fishery because you need those resources to level your dragons. You can go on resourcing gathering missions or quests where you battle other dragons and then you bring home more goods. So I like that. Obviously, it is a free-to-play game, so you're going to run into the parts where you can buy these like green shards to like speed up building and upgrading things. But while stuff is upgrading, like unlike the games that I played in the past, like Clash of Clans and that kind of style, where you go to upgrade stuff and you have to like wait like 5 hours and then you're like, like, what am I going to do for this 5 hours? Oh, I know. I'm going to dip into my wallet and I'm going to pay to speed it up. Well, at least here, while you're upgrading, I mean, you can do that. You can buy these shards. But while you're upgrading, you can also go and battle other dragons. And so it's not like you are pick up your phone, do a couple things, set it down, pick up your phone, do a couple things, set it down. You don't gotta, it's not like one of those checking games. Like, you could sit there and legitimately keep leveling and gathering and stuff. There's probably like a ceiling on that, but I haven't hit it yet, so I enjoy it. And I also love the music that it plays. It plays like this Celtic kind of style music, and it's so, I just love it. I love it. So if you're looking for a mobile game to try out, I really am enjoying myself on this. Plus the animations of the little dragons when you do hatch them, or you get like a free dragon every day, and as you like level up, you get higher ones, or you can purchase higher, like it's like a grab bag of dragons. It's like a random drop type of a thing. So I really like it. I ended up removing Township from my phone. That was the Township one that I was trying. One of my friends on Twitter really like it. It's not my style of game. Doesn't mean it's not someone else's. I just feel like it was bossing me around too much. And I'm like, I don't like being bossed around so much. You know, I'm kind of like, I don't boss you around, don't boss me around kind of thing. So I felt like it was just like, get over there, fill those boxes with some baked goods, get over there, milk those cows, get over there, plant those crops. I'm like, I'm just doing a lot of like, I don't know, finger gymnastics, I guess. I don't know. But for lack of a better explanation. So I wasn't really feeling it. I feel like my kids do that to me all day long. So when I want to hop onto a little mobile game or something, I don't want to feel like I got to jump through all these hoops that I do all day long. So that's that. But I did get to get in a few rounds of Apex Legends. That's the Titanfall-inspired Battle Royale that we talked about in the last episode. The one that I said, yeah, I really think it was going to release on Monday, and it did. I like the training tutorial it offers. I like the options you can use to communicate with other people on your team without actually having to use your mic. You can use like your metal mouse scroll thingy if you're playing on PC. And you can hit different radio menu where what message you want to shout out to your team just with like a marker in the game. So I think that's pretty cool. I do think that they need to offer other modes, like one against an AI group so that you can get your bearings before having to hop in with randos right off the bat. Like, because then you get stuck right in a trio. I feel like as a new player and new to the game, I really don't want to torture the people that I'm playing with on letting me just kind of get my rhythm down. I feel like I want that option. So I mean, it seems like that'd be logical, right? So, and also I don't want to always be thrown into a group of three. I would like some solo missions, you know, because sometimes it just felt like I was already on a solo mission. Because the learning curve, you know, we're all new, we're hopping in this game. You got some people that are, you know, veteran battle royale type players, and you have some new people or people like me that just like to get in and have fun and are pretty scrub. You know, I feel like there should be more, and I feel like they probably will add that. But it'd be nice if they had that right out the gate. I do like that you can attach your Steam ID to the game launcher so that you're not limited by your list of EA friends or your lack of a list of EA friends. So I think that was pretty awesome. But I didn't see anybody on my list playing it. So the characters you can pick from, I'll just list them really quickly. You can pick a soldier called Bangalore, a technical tracker called Bloodhound, a toxic trapper called Caustic, a shield fortress called Gibraltar, a combat medic called Lifeline. That's the one I got stuck with. Seriously, I was like, the worst one you could give me is a healer. I have gamer ADD. I'm running around. I just want to shoot things. I don't want to have to, don't rely on me to heal you. I'm not good at it. So I was like, really? I got the combat medic. So I just did more combat, less medic. All right, so then there was also the holographic trickster that's named Mirage, a forward scout called Pathfinder, and an interdimensional skirmisher called Wraith. So in closing about my thoughts on Apex Legends was I liked it because I like battle royales without the building aspect of like Fortnite, because I'm horrible at it. I don't know. I like the art style of Fortnite, but I also stray away from games that are too lifelike like Apex Legends. So in closing, I think if Apex Legends and Fortnite had a kid, I think I would definitely give it a try. Okay, we have a lot of gaming news, seriously. The Steam Lunar Sale, oh, I forgot this. Oh, boom, right here. All right, let's do this again. The Steam Lunar New Year Sale is for 2019 is going on right now. Did you know that? It is taking place right now. So like recent sales, there's a single discounted price for each game throughout the duration of the sale, and the Steam Lunar Sale ends on February 11th. It is February 7th right now, so you still got a couple days to go diving into that. Microsoft confirms Xbox Live is coming to Nintendo Switch, iOS, and Android, including Nintendo Switch and mobile. Yes, you heard me correctly. They say it will enable game developers to connect players between iOS, Android, and Switch, in addition to Xbox and any game in the Microsoft Store on Windows PCs. There is a session at GDC where it's thought that more details will be revealed. The session presented by Microsoft will include details on the expansion, which Microsoft says will take Xbox Live to over 2 billion devices with the release of their new cross-platform Xbox development kit. So that is amazing. That's crazy. That is like brain like exploding kind of stuff right there. According to EA CEO Andrew Wilson, the third quarter 2019 results earnings call transcript, which was transcribed by Seeking Alpha, said that in Apex Legends, they experienced in the first 24 hours, they had over 2.5 million unique users trending past towards 3 million unique users and nearly 600,000 peak and current users in the middle of a Tuesday when Apex Legends dropped. So they said it's very early, but the response to the game has been very strong. In a tweet from Plants vs. Zombies, did you hear the Plants vs. Zombies team is excited to confirm that we are working on a new Plants vs. Zombies title for consoles and PC? We'll share more details on the title in the future, so stay tuned. You can follow them on Twitter at PlantsVSZombies. On February 5th, 2019, Matt Booty, the corporate vice president of Xbox Game Studios, posted to Xbox.com that he was pleased to share that they are changing the name of their game development organization from Microsoft Studios to Xbox Game Studios. 2019, well, he was quoted saying, 2019 is going to be a great year for Xbox gamers everywhere. Exclusive games including Crackdown 3, Gears 5, and Ori, and the Will of the Wisps will be available to Xbox Game Pass members on the same day they launch worldwide. They are also working to deliver big content updates for games like Sea of Thieves, Forza, Horizon 4, and Minecraft that players are going to love. Well, IGN tweeted out another little nugget about Apex Legends that Respawn Entertainment is currently working on adding crossplay for Apex Legends. So PS4 players and Xbox players might be shaking hands real, real soon. Okay, Ark Survival Evolved, one of my favorite games, is on sale, so aren't you lucky? With the Lunar Sale going on until February 11th, if you don't already own Ark, now is definitely the time to become a new survivor. So, I love the game, so I'm biased. But Ark Survival Evolved is 60% off, the Ark Season Pass is 35% off, Ark Scorched Earth expansion, 60% off. The Ark Aberration expansion is 50% off. And the latest Ark Extinction expansion is 15% off. The sale does end February 11th, 2019. You can follow them at Survive the Ark on Twitter. According to PlayStation head honcho John Codera, the PlayStation 4 is now entering the end of its life cycle. This was shared during Sony's corporate strategy meeting. This has many wondering when the PS5 will come out and what it will actually be called. The only thing that has been shared about its future release came from Sony Interactive Entertainment's president and CEO Sean Layden in an interview with Golem.de. It was said that the next PlayStation release date will definitely be revealed in the coming months. Sony's president, Kunichiro Yoshida, also confirmed the company is working on a next-generation console in an interview with the Financial Times. All the links to all this news you can find at achristiangamingpodcast.com. If you are an Amazon Prime member and also have a Twitch account, you are a Twitch Prime member, if you didn't know that. And with those perks come free games. And this month's free games that will be limited for the time of January 24th to February 28th is, first up, Piku Niku. It is a puzzle exploration game that takes place in a strange but playful world where not everything is as happy as it seems. Help peculiar characters overcome struggles, uncover a deep state conspiracy, and start a fun little revolution in this delightful dystopian adventure. The next game is Dear Esther, Landmark Edition. Dear Esther immerses you in a stunning realized world, a remote and desolate island somewhere out in the Outer Hebrides. Okay. As you step forward, a voice begins to read fragments of a letter. Dear Esther. And so begins a journey through one of the most original first-person games of recent years. The next game is called Downwell. It is a curious game about a young person venturing down a well. I guess that's why it's called Downwell. Sorry. All right. Downwell is a curious game about a young person venturing down a well in search of untold treasures with only his gun boots to protect him. The last but not latest free game on Amazon Prime is Dracnet. Includes three challenging puzzle games, so you get three games inside of this one free game. So then you get really, you know, you get three free games, really. The three challenging puzzle games, Soko Bond, A Good Snowman is Hard to Build, and Cosmic Express. Soko Bond is an elegantly designed puzzle game about chemistry. A Good Snowman is a Hard to Build is an adorable puzzle game about being a monster and making snowmen. And Cosmic Express is a puzzle game about planning the train route for the world's most awkward space colony. You can get those once again for free until February 28th.
You know, if we're gonna do this thing, we need to come up with a name, something.
Yeah, I know.
Something catchy, something.
I've been thinking about it.
Electric.
What does this feel like?
What about...
This is where I help you find a name for your guild, your clan, your team, whatever. Here we go. We're just gonna dive right in. Your first name choice. This is all from a fantasynamegenerator.com. So there's tons of names there. But your first name batter up is Fierce Tyranny. Second one is Harmonious Sharpshooters. Which when I saw that, I'm like, that's kind of conflicting. It's like you're singing some opera while you're sharpshooting. I don't know. Kind of like that. There's the Ominous Feast. The Ominous Feast. That kind of reminds me of lunch when I was in school. Lunch Lady Land. Piece of Right Rejects? Okay. Yeah. All right. Safety of the Hidden. Safety of the Hidden. Frogs of the Lake. Mines of the Jungle, Fire Fury, Midnight Force, and Split Smiths. Yeah, so there's your choices for this episode. I hope you enjoyed them as much as I did. In closing, as we go into our gaming realms this week, let us be intentional and mindful with our actions. What's something we can do to glorify God in and out of game? He is the vine, and we are the branches, and we have to inspect our fruit. So please let me know what you've come up with. Please share any stories, share your testimonies, anything you want to share. You can send your ideas and prayer requests, private or public. And you can send those to a christiangamingpodcast at gmail.com, or you can tweet the show at @a_CG podcast, and you can follow me on Twitter at Raina Plays. And we also have a Facebook page too, so you can hit us up there as well. So you guys have a great day. God bless, and I'll see you probably in a couple days. Bye.